Time again for another edition of Let's Talk About It here at Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com, and of course, listen back to those podcasts if you want to. Just search out KQDJ Podcast. All right, well, we bring in the boys from the Jamestown Chamber. We've got Warren and Vincent with us. Guys, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
You.
Can you believe that we're like almost to the end of October? We're almost to Halloween. We're almost like, you know, the holiday season.
The tricks are treating, Jay.
No, I can't because the sun is shining. It's after 10 a.m., so I guess that's not surprising. But no, it's a really, we're blessed with a nice week.
Well, yeah, and you know, temperatures have been nice. It's been really nice, been really pleasant. But things are definitely going to change. We know that, so we'll enjoy it while we have it.
Agreed. Right? Agreed.
Talking about the seasons and things changing, good reminder for you from the Chamber to keep your stuff updated, correct?
Yeah, the Chamber deals with a lot of information for our members, and one of the concerns that is just evergreen for us is keeping it updated, and we can't do it without you. It's membership renewal time, which means that we're sending out invoices for membership, and when those come back, we also invite our members to go online and just verify that their information is correct. Obviously, you're going to know if your address has changed or if your phone number has changed. But maybe there are organization, there are members of your organization that we have on file. Maybe they're no longer with you. Mm-hmm. And or maybe you have new hires that you want to be receiving our correspondence about the things going on in our community, the things the Chamber is doing for you. And so this is just a convenient time. It really doesn't take very long. It would take a long time for us to do them all by hand, which is why we invite you to give us a hand.
I was going to liken it, JD. You know, those who have kids, 3, 4, keeping track of their schedule, where they got to be. When one gets in trouble, you go through everybody's name until you get to their name.
Yes.
Imagine doing that for 360 plus people. The Chamber can't keep track of all of that always, so... Just like Vincent said.
Does that make us very tired parents? What are you implying here? Okay.
No, but you know, this is a good time. It's October. We're gearing up for the holiday season. You want to make sure your information's correct because, like Vincent said, looking at your Chamber membership, maybe you want to invest at a higher level. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the tier you're at matches kind of what you're aiming for in the new year. So there's a lot of new things with the Chamber, but take a look at those. Those have gone out, right, Vincent?
Those have left the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, we're excited to get those back and find out what 2025 will look like. And we're also excited to start our print directory. That is really the, for many people, it's the highlight of the year.
Yeah.
Why did you laugh when I said that?
No, well, I feel like it's a gift, right? It's a gift that we give.
And that, of course, is the print directory. It's the list of all Chamber members. There's also information about, same thing, what the Chamber is, what we do, importantly, who we partner with to do the things we do. And so we're also, when we do that, we pull all the information we have on file, and that's another reason to make sure that that is 100% up to date.
So keep it up to date, and... yeah, look for that. Also look for, we talked about the seasons changing. It's almost that time for the holiday season.
Oh, I left my jingle bells out of the car. Can we stop a second? Okay. It's almost Loyal to Local time. That's going to be at the end of November. It kicks off November 30th. It's obviously Turkey Day, Black Friday, and then Small Business Saturday. That's when Loyal to Local kicks off. That's the holiday shopping program where you pick up a passport, get stamped for your purchases. Once you've hit $250, that's the magic number. You can turn that in to redeem fabulous prizes, all of which are stored at our partner at Zimmerman's Furniture. So you can also see them in person. You don't have to just rely on what Warren posts on social media, though he does do a very good job of it.
I try to.
You get some glamour shots in there. It's hard to make a gift card look good on camera.
Yeah, but we do it.
He manages.
We do it. But yeah, to Vincent's point, JD, Loyal to Local Holiday Passport Program has, we're going into our fourth year of it.
Yeah.
Each year we've continued.
Little baby's a senior this year.
Yeah. Doing senior photos and everything. But we're looking to continue to grow that program. It's a way for the Chamber to track that local spending. During the holiday season, it's so easy to just log onto your computer and go to your online shopping place. But this encourages you to take a look here at what we've got in Jamestown, in the area first, supporting our local members. The Jamestown Area Chamber then tracks as those booklets come in, how much was spent at this place, and then at the end, we're able to track that amount that stayed right here in Jamestown. And again, like Vincent said, $250, you turn it into the Chamber, you get your name on a slip for each passport you turn in, and you could win one of like thousands of dollars worth of prizes. This is the final week to get signed up.
Yes. So for consumers, for the John Q public, we're excited to have you participate, and we hope you'll pick up a passport on November 30th. If you get your hands on one before that, I'm not sure how you did that. But just speaking directly to businesses, if your business would like to participate as a stamping location, please get in touch. If you would like to donate a prize to this prize pool, get in touch. And if you want to advertise with us within the Loyal to Local, I'm going to give you a little guess as to what you should do on that one.
Please listen.
Please get in touch. Yeah, it's a great program. It really, and it's trying to do two different things. It's trying to incentivize local shopping. Maybe you want to patronize a small business. Maybe you want to buy a gift card for future eating out, for future spending, which counts too in the passport. But you can also get rewarded for the shopping and spending that you're already doing at Cashwise, at Walmart, at real institutions in our town.
Paying your internet bill.
Paying right. your internet.
Yeah. I love that one.
And that's what I think is so great about this thing, is that you get this and then you're kind of rewarded for doing what you're already doing, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you're doing your holiday shopping, you're buying Christmas gifts, you're buying, like I said, paying your internet bill, you're making sure the fridge is stocked up for your hungry senior like this, or the local passport program. And then while you do that, you get it stamped, and it's just an added bonus to what you're doing already.
Yep. The benefit is also that it is not supposed to be a particularly time wasting activity. How long does it take to stamp a passport? Maybe 15 seconds. Flash your thing, yep. stamp. Yep. Probably takes longer for the ink to dry than it does to actually stamp it. So we're so excited to bring that back. We really could not do that without the participation of the business community and our chamber members. So we're very grateful to them to want to participate. And as we mentioned, the deadline is this Friday. And if you are interested, I'd invite you to email membership@jamestownchamber.com. That goes directly to me. It activates the microchip in my head. And I will read your email and I will respond to it.
I think you got an email alert because I just saw a blinking
my
light.
Eyes glaze over. Something no, that was just because Warren was talking.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the main ones. And again, for any questions about updating your information or anything about the chamber world, again, membership@jamestownchamber.com, 701-252-4830. And then as always, we are, I'm not going to ask for a drum roll. I don't know how that would sound. With our partnership with the DMV, we're so excited to announce that the DMV does now accept credit cards. That was a real sea change. It's happened. It's here. Yep. Appointments are a great way to guarantee that you'll be seen. You can head to dot.nd.gov or call 855-633-6835.
Perfecto. Anything else, guys, we got to know before we turn you loose?
Get signed up for a holiday dazzle parade. We're excited to partner with the JDA on that.
Definitely.
We've got cash mobs happening. We've got STIR, our socialized talk, interact, remember, those business after hours events happening. All of that can be found on jamestownchamber.com on our Facebook page. We're trying to keep all that stuff updated. Of course, the community calendar, jamestowncalendar.com. Stay up to date with all things happening in our community and get involved with the chamber. It's a great way to invest back into your community, JD.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Always a highlight to see you gentlemen come through the door. So thanks for coming in.
All right, we'll leave out the side door. Nobody has to see us. Thanks, JD. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You got it. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It.